The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, hey everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you in those nooks and crannies. Happy to say we got some good news on the Ebola front and some horrific news from Canada. Let's start with the good news first. How about that for a change? Because it is all Ebola all the time, as many of you have said. So here's the scoop on Ebola. Amber Vinson, one of the nurses who got Ebola from treating Thomas Duncan. Remember, she was the nurse that jumped on the plane after talking to the CDC, by the way, and went from Ohio back to Dallas. Then she was sent to a hospital back east and in Maryland, where she's fine at the National Institute of Health, fine in the sense that they say her blood is free of Ebola. So that is great news. I mean, that is awesome news that that happened. Pretty quickly, too, because we've been talking about this for like a week. If you remember, Duncan, as I said, Thomas Duncan died of Ebola. He was the first person to get Ebola in the United States. We know that whole story by now. The second nurse, Nita Pham, by the way, is still hanging in there, is doing better, has not been completely cleared yet at this point. But she's got a dog named Bentley that has been cleared, that was quarantined, and they're just being cautious, but Bentley does not have Ebola, which is great news because a lot of people were concerned. Remember the dog that was killed, that was euthanized because of his owner, the nurse in Spain, getting Ebola. So there were worries about that in the U.S., and some of you were just upset at the thought of the dog being killed, and others were like, are you kidding me? This dog could spread Ebola, but it's a non-issue now at this point. It's a big issue for the hospital that could but didn't. Texas Health Presbyterian dropped the ball a couple of different times in treating Duncan. We know this story about the antibiotics and sending him home, and then he was sick and came back, and the two nurses I just talked about, and the reports of the hazardous material sky high in the room, which infuriated so many people and I think made a lot of people very nervous about their ability to treat this, which now the Ebola hospital in Dallas would be, if there was an emergency, Richardson's Methodist Hospital, about 15 minutes from downtown Dallas. So it wouldn't be Texas Health Presbyterian at this point, and they've dropped off as far as surgeries and whatnot. They say they're down since this whole Ebola crisis thing happened, 25%. So the president called the healthcare workers at the hospital in Dallas and thanked them for what he called their unflagging dedication and their tireless efforts to treat the people despite the difficult conditions, and said that the healthcare workers nationwide are absolutely indispensable. We do have a health czar day two on the job starting right now, and pretty quiet on the home front as far as that's concerned. We'll see what bubbles up. There are a lot of people that are getting out of quarantine, and there are also people who are not being monitored either. So how far and what happens, we keep watch. But in West Africa, you have, almost 490,000 people now that have died from Ebola, a giant, giant number, needless to say. I mentioned Canada, and oh, Canada, oh, my heart breaks for you. I have met some wonderful people. I have some great friends who are Canadians, French Canadian, and otherwise. I say otherwise because they like to argue about the English French thing in Quebec. But this wasn't a day for arguing about language in Canada. This was a day to be shocked, to be saddened that a terrorist is why what they're calling him. Stephen Harper, the prime minister, killed a soldier in cold blood. And the suspect who was shot and killed was a Muslim convert. They say that he was causing a lot of problems at the mosque that he was attending. They threw him out of the mosque. In fact, they took away his passport in the country because he was talking about going over to the Middle East. He never made it to the Middle East. And unfortunately for one innocent soldier, he made it to the seat of liberty in Canada. Corporal Nathan Cirillo, a Canadian soldier, was shot and killed. All he was doing was standing guard, in a sense, at the monument. There were others that were doing exercises nearby, drill exercises. And there was one shooter. That's what we know. There was reports that there was two shooters, but it looks like just one. The police locked everything down when this happened on Wednesday morning. The Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, wasn't too far away at one point from where the shots were ringing out. Michael Bibeau was identified by Canadian folks as the suspected gun guy. He was a convert, as I mentioned, to Islam. He had a history of drug abuse before he converted. But his family background has nothing to suggest the things that happened. We've heard this kind of a story before, sadly, where he came from an upper middle class neighborhood, if you will. And now the race is on to see if he was radicalized, what was he trying to do, was he in any way connected to ISIS? And they're very shaken up, obviously, by what has happened in Canada, and sad for the family of the corporal who died. The violence at Parliament comes just a handful of days after Canada raised its terror alert on Friday. So, you know, how about that? Just as though it was, they were trying to do whatever they could do to lock this down and not have this kind of situation. Here's what happens. And, you know, they're trying to figure out a couple of things that might be tied to it. Canada's had a couple of things happen lately, but we do know his passport had been confiscated. We do know that he was someone who converted to Islam, and at this point they're still investigating to try to figure out if there's anything else that they can come up with. But just imagine this. You're in this lockdown mode. You hear gunfire. People are talking about smelling gunfire. You have people frantically running up and down the hallways of Parliament. And that's it. It's, you know, the moment that you fear and you can't believe is happening. And that's exactly what happened. And I have been to Ottawa several times. It is a very peaceful place. They hardly have any murders in that area. And I think that nobody had any idea that this was a possibility. Of course not. And the gunman had that advantage, the surprise attack, and that's what happened. And he ultimately was taken out. So the questions about where was the intentions with the idea of going to the Middle East and all that sort of stuff become even bigger, my friends, even bigger. Stay with us. Much more to get to. We just scratched the surface. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
All right, thanks for sticking with us here on America Tonight. A big shout-out to Mac listening to us in Brownwood, Texas. How are you doing there, Mac? In fact, Mac says, Kate Delaney, listen to you all the time. You have a lot of fans. Just want you to know that girl listening on KXYL. Yep, oh, we love it. 102.3. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I was thinking of taking a little trip up in the, I call it up, around the Brownwood area. I'll have to stop in for sure. And thanks to everybody else who's carrying America Tonight. We absolutely appreciate it, and everybody else that's jumped on board. We've got some people listening to us, Tito and the gang in Madrid. And also the boys in New Zealand. I wonder if Jack had anything to do with that. You never know. So here's what we moved to, believe it or not. Ebola is now, it sounds as though, the sum of the hysteria. I don't want to say it's over because I think you don't want to let your guard down. But thank goodness the one nurse is out of the woods, and it looks like the other one maybe getting close to being in the same spot, because I really felt for them. And imagine being the person who gets the phone call, hey, Mom, I have Ebola. Are you kidding? And, of course, everything was documented nationwide. Both of those women, everybody knows who they are, the nurses. Oh, look, there they are, the ambulance taking them to the airport, and the things that happened with Amber Vincent and the things that happened with Nina Thom. Huge, huge national news. But, of course, because they have Ebola, just like the cameraman in Nebraska who says he thanks God for the wonderful people that treated him, because he doesn't think he would have survived without it, and he was working for NBC News, which is interesting because NBC News had a bit of a snafu, if you will, and the reason why is because Nancy Snyderman, Dr. Nancy Snyderman, who you may see on the tube a lot for NBC, does a lot of their medical reporting, was in the West African area. She was doing all the reporting and everything. When they came back, they were supposed to be quarantined, and she was spotted around her New Jersey house, and people flipped out about that, and it created a nightmare for NBC. She read a statement, and, you know, the rest is history. She's, you know, they're not saying much except for the next month. She's not going to be around. I don't know if she's taking a sabbatical. Hey, we want you to take a sabbatical now or what, but that's what's happened. And that's how serious the people are taking it when they say you're supposed to be quarantined, because there's a concern when you see that these two nurses have it. We see that other people who have had brushes with people from Ebola, why do they get it and others don't? There's a lot of variables, lots and lots of variables. And what do we know? Very little, you know, some, but not a vaccine, not a cure. When someone says to you, no cure, I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen to you? I'm sure some of you have had family members have died from cancer. I know I have, and it was devastating to hear that. And you're sitting there, and what do they say? No cure. And you just look, what do you mean no cure? No cure, nothing, absolutely nothing you can really do. Get a little bit of that miracle working going on, and that's it. Well, that's the thing with Ebola. No cure, no vaccine, no. But so far, so good for one nurse. Let's see what happens for sure with the other nurse. So far, so good can't be said in a lot of these races. What's happening now is we got a lot of polls. Ooh, I love me some polls. I'm the poll princess. And I love me some politics because, come on now, you got to vote. I mean, seriously. Then you have the right to kvetch all you want on what's happening. If more people voted, I think you'd like the results a lot better in your backyard. I know in my backyard I feel that exactly. So the midterm elections in the state of Florida, now I've brought this up a couple of times, but it's so intriguing, no matter where you live. Governor Rick Scott and the former governor, Charlie Crist, going at each other as though they were in cages and were MMA fighters. Who would win that match? If they were there and they're bare feet and bare fisted and they were bouncing around in a cage, I kind of would think Rick Scott, but, you know. Do you know the midterm elections are 11 days away? Oh, yeah. And if we look at the Senate and the balance of power right now with the predictions, I just looked at some of the predictions before I went on the air, and the predictions are that the Senate is going to swing the way of the Republicans narrowly. Because there are 36 seats in play. Hot races include in Colorado Cory Gardner and Mark Udall. See what happens with that one. Does Cory have a chance? They say it's tight. They, you know, that they're neck and neck. It's that close. But the prediction maps I'm seeing have the Republicans edging out the Democrats by a couple of seats. Like 51-47 was the last one I saw. In Arkansas, Tom Cotton and Mark Pryor, that's a big race. You have also in West Virginia, Shelley Capito, Natalie Tennant, that's too tough at this point. In South Dakota, Mike Rounds, Rick Whelan, that's a big one. Here's a really big one. In North Carolina, Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis as well. that because it's too hard to say what's going to happen there. They had a debate and she didn't show up the other day in New Hampshire. We're going to have some people on from New Hampshire. Scott Brown and Janine Shaheen, that's that close. I think those, especially the North Carolina and the New Hampshire, are going to be another interesting thing, another interesting one to watch. Listening to us in Montana, Steve Daines and Amanda Curtis, that's pretty tight. In Michigan, Terry Land, Gary Peters, that's really tight. In Louisiana, Mary Landrieu, desperately trying to distance herself from Obama, trying to hang on to that Democratic seat. Bill Cassidy, the challenger, getting more and more ground. In Iowa, Joni Ernst and Bruce Braley, that one's getting even tighter. So let's see. I mean, some of the gubernatorial races are tight. Like I said, Florida, incredibly tight. The latest poll I saw had them both at 42%. Crist and the current governor, Rick Scott. This is why your vote matters, because a few tilted one way or the other can make a very big difference as to who gets in, or if maybe there's a runoff if it's just that close. So I say John Hickenlooper, the incumbent in Colorado, has a good chance to lose that seat. Bob Boperez is challenging him pretty mightily, and that's one we're for sure going to be watching. I mentioned already in the great state of Texas, there are some concerns about whether or not Greg Abbott is going to beat Wendy Davis. She's been getting a lot of airtime lately, but they've pumped more ads towards his campaign. I don't know that it's going to be as tight as people think. Leading into it, it's certainly is worth the conversation, but I'm not sure that it's going to be as tight as people think. Very, very interesting to see how this all shakes out in the midterms, because it's just like the House. 435 seats technically are in play. I can't imagine the Republicans are for sure they're going to retain that. There's not even a question in most of the races. I can tell you the ones that are just layups, and there's so many of those, I think, more than the other. The Senate is where the more shaky, hot contests are. It's not that there aren't any, but because of those numbers are just so big that I don't see it switching. I don't see that there's enough movement on the Democratic side. It would have to be huge for that to change, and it's not going to change. It's definitely slanted in the red, if you will. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, we've got dumb things I shouldn't have done. A ton of you sent me some of your dumb things. Plus, we're going to the movies at the tail end of this. If you want to jump into the fray, you always can. You know that. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. You're all invited to this party. 855-266-5283.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
so much, America, for chipping in on the dumb things you make the rest of us feel better. I guess we've been doing this now for maybe 4 or 5 months. Maybe it's a little longer than that. And it's really catching fire. A lot of people are on board with the whole dumb things. I guess because throughout our day, how is it? Is anybody out there perfect? Oh, if you're perfect, I so want to meet you. Please sell your secrets to us. Write an ebook. Everybody's an author right now. So write an ebook on how you are perfect and how we can get that way. Seriously, it's amazing some of the emails that I've received. A lot of guys cop to their dumb things. I love that. So for all the women out there listening who say men never say when they do something wrong, I'm going to disagree because they're emailing us and they're even calling the show. And remember, if you've done something dumb, you can always be a little bit anonymous. Send it to us at americatonight.net. This one is from Stan. And Stan says, Kate, boy, where do I begin? I think I'm going to start here. The dumbest thing I ever did, I believe, is with a rather small car. Instead of paying to have somebody dump off a Christmas tree, which is the bane of my existence, but the reason my wife is alive, because she loves Christmas, she lives for the tree, It's always a big to-do, a big ritual, and a big pain in my you-know-what. So I decided I am not paying these crazy, outrageous prices for some of these trees. I found what I thought was a really good tree farm, and I decided I was just going to go ahead without her, surprise her, get the tree, throw it in the stand, figured if I threw some lights on it, she'd think, wow, how romantic, how exciting. I don't have to be involved in the process. The problem was I got the wrong kind of tree. She likes a Douglas fir. I got a spruce. That was number one. Plus, I discovered once I dragged the tree into the house, which, by the way, slid all over my roof and practically caused me to have an accident with my car. Once I finally got into the house where I was jamming it through, because I think I got one that was a little too big, I made the fatal mistake of cutting the top of the Christmas tree incorrectly. Has anybody out there ever done that? Ooh, what a sharp tongue my wife had. I had no idea. And in the end, it only took a few days, but the tree went bald. How did I pick a dead tree? What a sucker I am. By the time I went back to where I got the tree, because I was so mad, they were gone. Perhaps I was scammed. It was the dead tree farm. The dumbest thing I've ever done. I love it. The tree thing is really crazy, isn't it? It is. I like live trees, too. I know a lot of you have fake trees, and you think it's great, and you put it in a box, and it's no big deal, and you put it up. I guess I just grew up with a live tree, so I like a live tree. But it is a nightmare at times. Although what he just described is crazy. After a couple of days, the dead tree. Very funny and very clever, and I'm glad you sent it. Okay, here's one from Fred. Fred, that's a good name. I like that. Fred says, hello, Kate. Dumb things I shouldn't have done is a really fun segment. So for dumb things that I shouldn't have done, I'm going to say the dumbest thing that I ever did was I got on one of the ski lifts, and, you know, people weren't paying attention. This was in Colorado. I got to the top of the ski lift, and I realized that I had left my poles. How did they not notice I didn't have my poles? You know, I'm an okay skier, but I'm sorry, whether it's for show or just in case you fall or just to make you feel more comfortable or just to balance you out, you need the poles. You need the poles. Now, I just realized something, Nathan. Did we even play the traditional sounder for dumb things?
Nope.
That's a dumb thing I did because I love to hear that sounder. Can we please have the sounder?
Sure.
Dum 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 dum. I warned you, but did you listen to me? Oh no, you knew it all, didn't you? Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny, isn't it? Well, it's always the same. I always tell them. Do they listen to me?
Right.
Oh no.
Dum, 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 dum. I'm dumb.
All right. All right. My mistake corrected. You got to love that. I love the whole bunny segment. Monty Python. I'm a big fan of the rollback. That's old school. Monty Python. Okay, so this one, see how seamless that was? This one comes to us from Big Hal. And Big Hal says, Kate, I met you a long time ago in New York City. Rock on, sister. Here is my dumb thing. I love how he doesn't just where he met me, but okay. In the disco, in line to get a hot dog, at a Ranger game, I don't know. So here's how the email goes on. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Probably the dumbest thing I ever did was I scoped out a parking spot, or what I thought I had scoped out first. The person pulled out. I pulled in. It was at a very crowded mall. I was so excited because, hey, I found the space and all that. But then I encountered the Grinch. There was a woman. who was on the other side of me, who got out of the car, started screaming at me and F-bombing me in all sorts of directions. I had kids with me, Kate. And I was mortified. She said that she was here first, and how could I bup, 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 bup. It was ugly. It was ugly. I almost wanted to just get back in the car. The kids were already out, and just say, forget it, call it a day, and leave them all and get out of the space. But I just couldn't do it. I didn't have the heart. They wanted to go. So I apologized, said I didn't see her. I really thought I was first, all that other sort of stuff. And alas, I turned my back and walked into the mall, was gone, had a Farrell's ice cream. You remember Farrell's? Did a bunch of shopping, came back to the car, and saw that it had been keyed up and down both sides. That's why I call that woman the Grinch. It cost me a whole bunch of money to fix that sucker, the paint, and I was not happy. To this day, I rarely go to the mall. Well, I don't. That sort of qualifies as a dumb thing, but you thought you were in the right and pulled into the space. So I'm going to say she was the one who did the dumb thing, if it were in fact she had keyed the car. And by all accounts, it sounds like that's what happened there. That would be infuriating to have that, to have someone key your car. Ooh, I can't imagine. That's a sad story. I don't blame you for not wanting to go to the mall anymore after that happens, because it's costly for sure. As we move on to this one from George, who says, America Tonight's dumb things I shouldn't have done is pretty darn funny. I got a couple of them for you, and I think I'll just pick through and edit one of them out, and I'll send you another one next week. Here's the dumbest thing I ever did. In my backyard, I have a beautiful tree. It's right there by the pool that I killed myself to get. My friends helped me dig it out, put it together, and the whole thing. It's a built-in pool. It's sweet. You would love it. And I had a Chase lounge. I surrounded myself with my buds and my brewskis and my mags. My mags, by the way, sports magazines to catch up. Decided it was going to be a pool day for me until I was bombarded by the birds, because I had birdhouses all over my tree that was providing some of that shade. I swear in a 2-minute period, I don't know what happened, but I was hit from the right, from the left, and the center. I couldn't decide what to do. Do I jump in the pool with all the bird poop on me, or do I hose off? In an instant, it came to me. It's my pool. Who cares? I dove in. Ooh, the chalky white substances that arose to the top of that pool. It was a bad day. It was a dumb thing. I should have just rinsed off. Yes. Here's the thing. It's your own pool. But why take any slimy slick stuff or anything, bird poop especially, into the pool with you? Just rinse off. That's why when you go to hotels or come off of a beach somewhere or whatever, the reason that they have the little shower things there is to get all that sand and goop and everything else off, so when you jump in a pool, you don't pull that all in the pool with you for everybody else that swims. But it was your own house, so I think you could cut yourself some slack there. Very good dumb things, by the way. If you've done something dumb and you want to cop to it, and it can be really anything, send it to me, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. It's just that easy. I'm sure you've done something like leave the coffee cup on top of the roof or some other such thing. It's the worst when you do that. A lot of people do that, leave food somewhere, grab the food, throw it up on the roof, and they're doing something else. The worst thing, locking in the old days, probably not now as much, you could have that taken care of much easier, but locking your keys in the trunk. I know somebody who did that. Hang with us, we're going to the movies next.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
America Tonight. We're going to take you to the movies here in just a second. I tell you, each and every week we do this, and I always say that if you go to a movie, there's nothing better than a cheap movie review. Let's hear from you. Give us the unadulterated truth. Is it a movie worth seeing or not? Are we wasting our money, our precious dough, on going to see something on the big screen when we don't really need to be there? So without further ado, let's not waste any more time. Let's go to the movies. Are you ready? Do you ever do that Ouija board thing? Ever mess with that? Know any people that mess with that? I know people that are very, very freaked out by it because they swear that it moves and that it's freaky and that you contact spirits and who knows. That is on the complete polar opposite of the map of where I would sit with any of that, but the movie is called Ouija.
What's going on? I just don't want to go out tonight.
You sure you don't want to come?
I'm good. Go. Go have fun.
Feel like even after someone you love has died, there's still a way you can talk to them.
You want to talk to Debbie?
Yeah. This is where Debbie died.
I don't think this is a good idea.
As friends we've gathered, hearts are true. Spirits near, we call to you. If you can hear us, Debbie, I miss you.
Yeah. It's an old house.
This is a joke. Come on, you guys. Who's doing that?
Sarah, cut it out.
I'm not pushing it.
She spelled hi, friend.
Hey, this is freaking me out. I'm done with this.
I wanted to get this on camera. I found something in my house. Weird things started happening as soon as I found the board.
Jimmy found the board in her house. She woke something up.
Is somebody there?
This thing is haunting us.
Hello?
It's coming for all of us. So who's next?
How do we stop this?
You have to break the connection, or it will keep coming for you.
We have to play the game again. One last time.
As friends we've gathered, hearts are true.
Spirit, you know, we called you. Can you show us a sign?
Did you kill Debbie? We're done! We're not playing anymore!
It's not even real, okay?
Ever notice how the spirits have those creepy voices? That's a creepy voice. Ouija. I think this is really more like a teen scary movie. And that's pretty much what you would see here. It's 1 hour and 40 minutes. And you have a cast of young ladies. PG-13. There's some guys in it too. But they're all young actors like Doug Smith. And names you never heard of. Darren Kagzoff, which I'm not making fun of the kids, but they're teenage actors. Maybe you have seen them. Maybe you've seen them on TV or whatever. But a short movie. It's about dark powers of an ancient spirit board. Does it sound like something you would go and see? I bet you not too many people in this audience will go and check out Ouija. How about this? The next offering is John Wick.
I'm up. You like that, huh?
Nice ride.
Thanks.
How much?
Excuse me?
How much for the car?
She's not for sale.
You have good day, sir.
Daisy.
I lost everything. That dog was the final gift from my dying wife.
Jonathan, you got out once. You dip so much as a pinky back into this pond, you may find something reaching out to pull you back in.
It's personal.
Where'd you get that car?
What does it matter?
It's not what you did, son. It's who you did it to.
Nobody?
But nobody. It's John Wick.
You working again?
No, just sorting some stuff out.
Task your crew.
How many?
As many as you have.
Hey, John. I thought I let myself in.
keep asking if I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
I'm not afraid of John Wick.
Uh-huh. How good's your laundry?
No one's that good.
I thought not.
Hey, this is probably a movie I'd go and see. Keanu Reeves is in it. William Dafoe, I love him. Bridget Moynihan, if you watch that show Blue Bloods, she's in that. It's 1 hour, 36 minutes. It's not even rated. I'm assuming it's going to be PG-13, maybe R, but it doesn't look as completely R-y. And it's about an ex-hitman that comes out of retirement to track down the gangsters that took everything from him, which is exactly what they said in it. And you can tell it's Keanu Reeves, and they're trying to warn him to go there, but he does anyway. All right, the next one is called 23 Blasts.
I'm Travis.
I'm Jerry.
Can you throw?
Can you catch?
Cut.
Touchdown, Travis Freeman.
I didn't cheat.
You copied off my paper.
Yeah. Off of you. That's friends. Don't count.
Whoa. There's a great deal of infection. We need to get him into surgery quickly.
Why can't I
see? Travis.
You're blind, son.
I don't know why things like this happen to good people.
Hey, Trev.
Really?
Check out the nurses. Look left. Smile sexy.
Hmm?
I still got it.
It's been almost 3 months and he's barely left his room.
I'm Patty Wheatley, Travis's mobility coach. Let's figure out how to whip this. Feel the texture? Keep your head up.
Keep your arm out straight.
Why? There won't be anybody to guide you. You'll be on your own.
I'm good because I don't want any special treatment.
My man. Oh, there's gonna
be some changes. Travis, how you doing?
Hey, coach.
You got a funny look in your eye.
Travis, I never coached a boy who loves football as much as you.
I'm thinking you should come back on the team.
They can't catch the ball.
So you're gonna have to play center. You're not a gazelle anymore. You're a pit bull.
It's gonna be a long season.
Can you tell me where you're taking me?
Jerry! Oh my gosh, clean out your drop. This thing is nasty.
Ashley, I ain't gonna have you looking like crap out there.
Feel your balance through your cleats. Not bad. Not bad.
Relax. Hut. Is that moving?
What?
Oh my gosh, that moving. Oh.
You can't really play, right?
Hut. All right.
I think he deserves a chance. Get your hat on, Freeman, now or never.
Oh, hey there, Mr. Duncan. I almost didn't see you.
Gotta love that. Football movie, feel-good story. Yeah, cute PG, under 2 minutes. Patricia Clarkson's in it. Other people you would recognize. I give it a thumbs up. That'd be fun.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.